Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James Marriott. This is our first live podcast of the day. Do you want to introduce yourself first of all, and we'll kind of explain the background to this?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Dan Roach. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Workbooks. We're a CRM and marketing automation provider based in the UK and the US. And we've been part of the Marketing Showcase for a few events now. Always find them really interesting.
So you've literally just, I've been describing it as coming off stage, which might be slightly more glamorous than the reality.
Very rock and roll.
But you've just done a talk slash seminar. Can you give us a kind of a 30-second summary as to what that was all about?
Yeah, so the talk was around being bold, being brave in marketing. And the background to this is that many companies are running the same playbook with effective email marketing, PPC, SEO, and that can get you so far if you do it well. But unless you have the additional element of brand, advertising, something interesting, something compelling that makes you stand out as an organization, that won't be as effective. So I'm encouraging people to be brave, take a lead.
Okay. So I'm here in the studio, so there's a couple of kind of other stands that are sort of blocking my view of the screen through your talk. What I did do is at strategic points, have a little wander across and made a few notes about what you're talking about. So I've got a couple of questions that I'm going to ask you,
Right. Which,
I mean, they may jump around a little bit. I'm just going to warn you about that to start with. First of all, so why do you think so many CRM implementations fail?
They fail for a number of reasons. I won't go into all of them, but the primary reason is because there's a disconnect between what the customer wants and what the vendor wants to provide. Most CRM vendors will sell licenses and then they will pass you off to a third-party implementer to do the rollout. So this means that there's two profit margins to satisfy there. The big CRM vendors make their money from the licenses, and then the implementer wants to provide as much time and materials for the rollout. For a customer, that doesn't always work very well because they have to explain their story to two different organizations. They have to pay for the licenses, often top dollar. They then have to pay however much the implementation fees cost, which can go on for quite a number of years in many cases.
Yep.
So at Workbooks, we try and restrict that from happening by providing both. So we provide the licenses, the software, and then we also manage the rollout. So the customer inherently understands what they're trying to do, what they're trying to get from the software, and the profit margin is only one person, so the customer gets a better deal. And that means that, on average, our customers stay from us for over 10 years, and they never have any significant cost overruns, which, as we saw in the research from the other big vendors, can be quite significant.
Okay, that makes sense. We have got a few people gathered around. There is going to be opportunity if anyone does want to ask a question, then please do feel free. Maisie is going to be our kind of roving reporter with the microphone. Just before we do that, I've got two other things that I want to ask you about, and you can give me quite brief answers to these if you want to do, because they're maybe not quite as serious as the last question that I asked you. Number one is, where the heck do minions fit into this?
The minions were not part of what we did at Workbooks. That was a campaign I ran at a previous organization. But the idea there was that, actually, I was approached by Universal Studios to ask whether we wanted to use the minions as part of our own advertising campaign. And my first reaction was, this sounds expensive. We're not a B2C brand. Yeah. Why are you talking to us? But they were basically saying, look, B2B has an audience too. People might be more immersed in it. And because we're a project management tool, the minions are very disorganized. If they use some software to make them more organized, then there was kind of a link there. So it was
that.
A great way to be fun and cut through the noise.
Give me one killer tip for marketers. What's the one thing that you'd really want to kind of stick in people's minds if they listen to this?
So the one thing I would recommend is to change the terminology from investing in brand to investing in advertising. That's a subtle difference, but marketers talk about brand, but to the chief exec, in many cases, to the CFO, to the rest of the business, they don't necessarily understand what that means. They think it's costly, it's wasteful, it's not targeted. So position it as advertising and explain that this will make a difference to all of our other marketing activities, because more people are likely to have heard of us, more people are likely to feel an emotional connection with the organization. And while usually in B2B, marketing is about rational messaging, but what I'm saying is that we need to be more emotional. We need to be more human, because just doing the same old thing, even doing it well, everyone else is doing it as well, so you just don't get that cut through. So be advertising focused and be brave.
Do you think, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, do you think that some marketers see advertising as a bit of a dirty word?
In B2C, clearly not, right? That's all they do. In B2B, we've kind of run down this rabbit hole of trying to be super targeted about everything because the audiences are quite niche. And that's great. Being as targeted as possible is great. But ultimately, if everyone else is targeting the same people with similar messaging and you're not the market leader, you can't stand out. So you've got to do something different, which is take a leap of faith and invest in brand.
Okay. Anyone that wants to ask Dan a question while we've got him here?
Out of all the marketing strategies, which one would you say is the most beneficial one, that if you were to like choose one that would really just knock everyone out? Not literally, but...
Yeah, great question. I would say that the marketing strategy would be to understand the real pain that your audience faces. That's what we did with the No BS campaign. We understood through research and through our own learnings is that the pain of people using CRM is significant, but the challenge is turning that pain into action. So that was kind of the first thing. The strategy is to understand what's the pain point that your target buyer is facing. If you don't get that, then everything else is kind of window dressing and it won't cut through. So first of all was understanding, but then secondly, converting that into something that is compelling. And that's where the advert that you saw really cut through that with the kind of the splat. So understand your audience and then do something really different to make them pay attention.
On the BS one, did you get more of a response from that compared to any other campaign without having that kind of little message?
Yeah, definitely. So I gave the example of emails. So, you know, like many B2B tech companies, we send a lot of emails out, and mostly our response rates or even open rates and click-through rates are fairly low. And, you know, we could see we were improving those slightly through doing, you know, better targeting, incremental improvements, as I said. But when we started sending out emails with the word bullshit in the title, funny enough, more people responded, for good and for bad, but we definitely got more good. So we achieved our outcome. We might have upset a few people, but you've got to be okay with that.
More swearing in our output is what you're... That's my takeaway from this.
Yeah, well, actually, after the talk I did at the Birmingham Showcase event, then someone had seen the presentation and they came up and said, actually, we want to run a campaign with the C word in it. So I said, great, go for it. But I think there's a slightly different level of obscenity than you know, bullshit. It's slightly rude, but it's a bit more colloquial. But the C-bomb... That's different level.
And have they done it? Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I think she had to try and get it signed off internally first. But it's
not even sure to get through the email filters, to be honest, but interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you for stopping by for a chat after your talk. And thank you to everyone that has got involved with the first live podcast of the day here at Marketing Showcase in Liverpool. And thank you for your time. Cheers, Dan.
No worries. Thanks, James.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.